You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Tuesday morning, the bliss of marriage. With myself and Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. The 18th of Jumad al-Ula 1441. When you hear the bliss of marriage, you know it's going to be happening. It's ructions. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Company. And let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. 084-786-3132. That is our WhatsApp number. International overseas countries plus 2-784-786-3132. I see somebody sending a message here for the letter, but before I ask Ustad the message, let me welcome my beloved senior respected Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians. Thank you very much to Brother Lukolo and our brother Yusuf Asmal there in the Sirius studios, mashallah.
Mashallah, mashallah. We saw the listener from Mayfair saying that they're trying to get hold of Markaz Sahaba. They're phoning the office number, not ringing, not working. Maybe perhaps Ustad could maybe just give the number again on air to the listeners. Ustad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you wish to contact us on the landline, then 011-854-2990. I repeat, 011-854-2990. Otherwise, you contact me by WhatsApp or your phone 071-888-1184 or 083-5786-035. Any one of the two cell phones you can use, you can call or send WhatsApp 083-5786-035 or 071-888-1184. JazakAllah khair.
Ustad, my wife gave me a divorce. The listener is saying, yeah. She got consent from some Maulanas. We never even discussed any reasons for divorce. Am I divorced to start? I did not give her any talaq.
Remember that the wife cannot give divorce and talaq to the husband even if she utters it 50 times, 100 times. The nikah will still be valid. What maybe the Maulana told her is that she can make khula. Khula means that she gives the mahar or whatever husband-wife reach an agreement. Then when she gives that to the husband issues the talaq. But you say you never issued any talaq, you didn't utter the words, nor did you write it down. So remember, your marriage is still valid, and all that is just propaganda, what they are saying.
Somebody is saying here, Ustad, that I was told that it is haram for women to drive, Ustad. And I need to teach my wife some driving lessons because my job sent me away few weeks at a time. What should I do, Ustad? Anonymous.
Remember, in normal circumstances, it's not permissible for the women to drive. Yes, if there's some abnormal situation, war or something, then obviously it's different. So what you need to do is this, that you must make arrangements with some other person, like your wife's brother or your wife's nephew or somebody like that. And he, that person, that your wife's brother, your brother-in-law or her nephew, or her uncle can take her where she needs to go. And it's not that every day. We also married, you know. And remember, many times I also go. And remember, not only local, but overseas also alone. And remember that we make the proper arrangements. So in that way there, remember, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fears Almighty Allah, Almighty Allah will make the way out for him. وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Almighty Allah will give risk from such avenues where that person never ever expected.
Ustad, I am a 31-year-old female and I have never ever get married. I know of a man who is not Muslim and who is divorced. He is interested in marrying me, Fadilatul Ustad, and following Islam. I know if I approach my parents, they will disown me as they only regard social status more than child's happiness. I am also the only daughter, and I have older brothers whom I am very scared to talk to. What should I do? Your advice, Ustad?
Remember, my advice is this. This person is going to use you and then drop you. Quran Kareem has made it clear, sister, you are a Muslimah. We are Muslims with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Our constitution, first and foremost, is the Quran Sharif. Then the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You see yourself, Surah 60, Chapter 60, Surah Mumtahina, verse 10, and see what Almighty Allah states. This is in the 28 Jews, 28 Supara. La hunna hillu lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. That it is not halal for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, whether he is a Jew, Christian, Hindu, atheist, whatever. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنْ. And it is not halal for any non-Muslim male to marry a non-Muslim lady. So he says that he will embrace Islam and so forth. What you need to do immediately is to sever all ties with him, make tawbah, cry to Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah will give you somebody better. Surah Anfal, remember Surah 8, verse 70. إِيَّعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. That whatever Almighty Allah knows about you, He knows the best. And if something is taken away, somebody, something is taken away from you, and you let it go for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will give you a better replacement. So always have firm conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Ustad, we go to Johannesburg. The brother says, my wife is super intelligent in business, Ustad. Can I hire her as my secretary at work, Ustad?
Yes, hire her, but she must stay at home. There's no need for her to come to the shop and all that. Today, people run businesses. I have family members that they are in overseas and they run their whole pharmacy. They run their whole factory from overseas. So there's no need for her to come there in full view of all the customers and so forth. You tell her that this is your office at home. You give her all the computers. She is super intelligent, mashallah, you say. So mashallah, she communicates with you. And see, I'm communicating with you now. And the whole world is listening with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So you also can do that. You don't have to open a radio station, but you just have a good networking system via computers. And in that way, your super wife can become your super secretary. And from the comfort of the home, and then the barakah will come more and more. And if you bring her to the shop, then the barakah and the blessings all disappear, because in haram actions there's never barakah. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهَلُ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. When the people of the towns and cities, they adopt iman, true iman, they bring about, inculcate true taqwa, Allah states, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We then open for them the heavens and the earth, and we let the barakah come. So see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's promise. So we should have that firm conviction in the promises of Almighty Allah. And if you want a reference of this verse, open Surah 7, Surah A'raf, and verse number 96, chapter 7, verse 96. So that is what you should aspire, relish, and cherish, my brother.
Ustad, we go to Eastern Transvaal, a strictly anonymous. I have a problem, Mufti Saab. I have a lot of wet dreams. Almost every night, a sheikh told me the jinns are sleeping with me. Is this so? How do I get rid of this, Ustad? Anything to read?
Remember, I'm sure you know the Kitab Manzil that was written by Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And read that Kitab daily after Fajr, before Fajr, after Maghrib, after Isha, once a day, twice a day. Make it part of your ma'amul and your routine. And then go and sleep with huzu. And say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min iblis wa junudi. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from Iblis. Iblis is a big, big shaitan and Satan. Wa junudi and all his agents. So you seek the protection of Almighty Allah. Definitely what that Alim Sheikh told you is correct. That the shayateen are troubling you and so forth. And I don't know if you are married or not. So our second advice to you will be that you should get married. And for some reason, if you cannot get married,
not married,
then remember at least twice a week, thrice a week, you should try and fast. So in that way, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, if you cannot afford whatever the circumstances are to get married and perform nikah, then you should be fasting, because this fasting will then crush your desires, and you should check your diet also. So maybe, my brother, you're firing too much because of the dates you are eating, or because of the figs you are eating, or because of the olives you are eating, or because of some other thing that you really like, and therefore you're having so many explosions, my brother.
Ustad, anonymous sister would like to know that myself and my husband, we both broke our trust on each other. It was tit for tat. He broke first and I broke as well second. How do we now repair this, Ustad? Anonymous Ustad.
Both of you have become people who have betrayed one another, and the Quranic terminology applies to both of you. Surah 24, Surah Nur. Therefore, our mother, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, used to say, Allimu nisa'akum surat an-nur. Teach your women folk Surah Nur. And that is Surah 24, verse 26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتِ For the impure men, there will be impure women, and vice versa. So first he became immoral, he had an affair with his secretary or somebody, or went to the street lady. So you said, fine, I'll fix you up, and you went to your neighbor, or you went to somebody, and you started your affair. So both of you need the death penalty. In Islam, for adultery, the punishment according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all four schools, the Hanbalis, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, is the death penalty. Remember that. Such a huge, big crime it is, heinous crime. Only Almighty Allah protect us. Therefore, each one of us, we married, not married, we should read, Allahumma, O beloved Allah, Hassin, Ha, Swad, Noon, Allahumma Hassin Farji. Oh, beloved Allah, fortify, protect my private part. It's only Almighty Allah who protects us, no one else. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu illa ma rahima rabbi. In the beginning of the 13 Jews, the 13th part of the Noble Quran, so you will find Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam said, he went through so many trials. Wa ma ubarri'u nafsi. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. This nafs, this inner desires of ours, they keep on commanding, the vices should be done. Illa ma rahima rabbi, except on whom Almighty Allah has special mercy. So both of you have to make sincere tawbah. Both tawbah means you never go back to such a crime, and forgive one another. First Allah, ask Allah for forgiveness, then forgive one another, and then go forward with life and become better Muslims, and say that all this pornography, all the satanic TV and all these movies and films, take that TV and throw it away, and take all the cell phones where you're watching all the satanic things. Therefore, you see it, you want to experiment with it, and then you try it, and that's what happened to all of you, Allah forbid. So therefore, get rid of these things, and then lead a simple, pure life, then Allah will forgive you. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope and become despondent in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily, Almighty Allah forgives all the sins.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Sister says, Ustad, as a sister in Islam, I do really feel disgraced of what we did, both husband and wife, and I've got a 16-year-old daughter. Muftab, just make dua that this does not happen to our 16-year-old daughter, Ustad.
Definitely, you should be the one that remember, you should ensure now you went through all these haram things. So start ta'aleem in your home. Do those actions that will bring the mercy of Almighty Allah. And remember 5 times salat, daily ta'aleem, and crying to Allah for forgiveness. And make special dua for your 16-year-old daughter and flower. Surah 46, Surah chapter 46, verse 15:15. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. O beloved Allah, bring about piety, reform in my children. Protect them from all the vices and shayateen, in shaitan form, in jinn form, in human form. So in that way, Surah 46, verse 15, in the beginning of the 26 Jews, the 26 Supara, give out charity daily, 1 rand, 2 rand, and inshallah, your daughter will remain pure and chaste and become a great asset to the ummah.
Ustad, this is a granny. She says this is a granny. She wants to know, Ustad, that her granddaughter, who is a journalist, of course, she travels around the world. They're planning to go with all the journalists this week to India, Ustad, to do a report. Your advice on this, Ustad, is it safe or not?
Remember, leave all that safe and all that you can understand what will happen, that there is a Muslim lady, a journalist traveling around the world. She will say that it is very good, her income is good, she's seeing so many countries. But as Muslims, we have to ask the question, what does the Quran Sharif teach us? What does the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? The Quran Sharif taught us, Surah 28, verse 25, when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam came there to Madian, and then he saw the two ladies, they were waiting their turn, the men must go away with their herd of animal, and then he went, filled up the cans and the tanks and what have you. They reach home early. The father asked them what happened. They explain everything. The father was not an ordinary mortal and person like me and you. He, the father of these two ladies, was Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. He told the one daughter, because he was very old, Wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Surah 28, verses 24, 25, 26, 27. So the lady came to summon and call Nabi Musa alayhi salam, my father is calling you. See what Almighty Allah states. فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَاءٍ. Then she came, one of the daughters, and she was walking so bashfully. Her gait, G-A-I-T, her walking style, was filled with haya and shame and modesty. I ask you, there is a Muslim lady, whoever it is, and now there are 20, 30 other journalists, majority will be male, majority will be non-Muslim. What do you think about the haya and the shame and modesty? And then they know exactly where they are sleeping, in which hotel and what have you. So everything, I'm not saying that she's committing this crime, but I'm saying that definitely your haya and shame and all that is compromised. Second one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yakhluwanna rajulun bimra'atin illa wa thalithuma shaitan." When a woman is alone with a man, both are strangers to one another, then remember the third party there is shaitan. So now you will think that no, she's going to report what's happening there in India and so forth. So the Muslim men can go, the non-Muslims can go. For a Muslim lady to go, definitely is haram and not permissible. We need to look at all these things before we start our career. That I want to send my daughter to become a journalist. Then what? So you must, the parents are also to blame. The family are also to blame. So therefore, last week Jummah I mentioned it. In the weekend I mentioned it in the Q&A. That we know our children will be going back to school, varsity, college, what have you. Since when is it permissible for a Muslim lady to become a journalist and then fly around, go around the world, and in company of people, remember, who consider everything that is haram to be permissible? If you ask them, today's journalists I'm speaking about, what do you say about gay business, gay brigade? They will say 100% is permissible, because it's a human issue, it's a human rights issue. You ask them what you say of abortion, they will say 100% legal. There's no problem with that. So imagine the people who will defend every haram thing. So our sister, our daughter has to go with them and so forth. So therefore, it's totally haram and unacceptable.
Allahu Akbar. I see the granny says, Mufti Saab, we're just afraid they mustn't kidnap her because a lot of channelers got missing. Allah Pak Che, Ustad, this is the granny.
Kala, granny, Masi, remember that Allah Ta'ala to che. But the example is this. One person came to the Maulvi Saab in the olden days, in the 50s, 60s, you know, that time it was not common. So that person said, Maulvi Saab, I'm sending my daughter to London, Ireland, Dublin, somewhere that side to study. Dua karo, Maulvi Saab, she goes nicely and studies. So the Maulana had a lot of wisdom. He said, you send your daughter out in the rain and then you say, I must make dua. She must not get wet. So that's exactly Allah Che. We all know Allah Che. But you send out, your family sends out the daughter in the rain and then you say, we must make dua. She must not get wet. Remember that definitely Allah Ta'ala's qahr, Allah Ta'ala's anger descends on this type of people and actions.
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Ustad, my husband and his mother treat are very horrible to me. I spend most of time in the room crying my eyes out. They make me a slave in the house. I am not allowed to even touch the fridge without her permission. They swear at me and curse my family. They threaten to beat me up. I had enough, Ustad, and called my family to take me home. Now he is refusing to pay child support. Ustad.
Remember that all these type of questions I mentioned time and time again. We answer the questions as the questions are posed to us. Who's asking the question? We don't know. Remember, this is an open forum to the Ummah, and we want to educate the Ummah, give them the correct information in the light of Quran Sharif, the Sunnah Mubarakah, and the lives of the Sahaba, and the verdict of the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. All of them are promised Jannah and given Jannah by Almighty Allah in the Quran Sharif. Surah 57, verse 10, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. And remember the Awliyaullah's advice in the four schools. So we give you that information so a good transformation can take place and your family can be a dynamic family. But sometimes people might slant the question and so forth. So we answer the questions as they are posed to us. If what you are saying is really true, that your husband and your mother-in-law are ill-treating you, so why don't you call your parents and so forth and tell them to pick you up and you go home, and if they say you must come back and so forth, you say, fine, I will come back, but these are the conditions. Condition number one, I must live in a separate home, which Islamically you are entitled to, just for you and your husband. And remember, if you have children, they stay with you. Second one is this, that any time he ill-treats you, he beats you up and he threatens you and so forth. So remember, then automatically a talaq will fall. And if he doesn't pay for you or the child, so you have all these options. And if he's not paying for you or your child and so forth, you go to the police. Leave all these jamiats and ulama and that. Leave me. We can't do anything. We don't have authority. We can only give advice. So you go to the police and you lodge a complaint against him that they are treating you like this. They don't want to pay for your daughter, your children, child or whatever. And remember, today at least that much is considered quite a serious crime. So there are avenues open. So first thing, you should try and get home to your family. Second thing, make the conditions. Third thing is that you get some senior ulama people involved. Nothing works, then you go to the police, you go to the court, and you take him to the cleaners.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. 11:30, you are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Tuesdays between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, part 1. It says here, Mufti Saab, we are thoroughly enjoying The Bliss of Marriage every Tuesdays. I'm one of your biggest fans. I don't ever miss The Bliss of Marriage with you and Molana Hatia. This morning, Molana Salim and Molana Hatia touched on the topic that back to school, back to madrasa. And Molana Salim Karim was advised realizing that what should we tell our students and our children when going to school. We started with varsity. And there was a sister who started, of course, this morning, who sent a message that her daughter fell pregnant in varsity and she's out of education now. And the sister said that she wants all the sisters and all the parents out there to speak out what's happening in the varsity. So, Ustad, your input on this. And the sister says here that my daughter, just letting you know, Mufti, my daughter in just got her distinctions through UNISA so our girls can get the education in your home. What's your advice on this, Ustad?
Remember, this is a three-part question. Number one is this, that we're warning you not from today. We're warning you for the past 18, 19, 20 years. That this today, for our Muslim girls and ladies to go to university, there, this total, I'm not speaking of correspondence, university, remember you are sending your daughter, your sister into a lion's den. And you are asking for big, big trouble. I just tell you one incident that happened, and I mentioned it this morning in the masjid after Fajr. We had our program with Maulana Arafat. I go to the masjid and there after Fajr I gave some advices. Daily I give the advices when I'm here. So I also spoke about our children are going back to school, back to varsity. I told the people that one youngster heard my program on Sunday. He came and he told me, please, you must announce this, not once but several times. He mentioned the name of the university. He told me which person to contact and everything, gave me the details, and said that the one Muslim girl went there, and now she's involved in zina to such an extent that she's now in hospital, and Allah alone knows whether she got AIDS or what and what and what. So you, my sister, remember the question you need to ask yourself. You say she's out of education. What education? Satanic education. So you must remember that. What good is that education? Today your daughter is pregnant because you allowed her to go to university. 100% she is to be blamed and she must get 100 lashes in public. That is what Quran is saying. All these girls who are not married, all these boys who are not married, and I'm speaking of Muslims, and remember they involve in this fornication and zina. Quran Kareem states, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 2, that فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِيَةَ جَلْدًا. Give both of them 100 lashes. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَعْفًا. Don't show them any mercy and compassion. وَلْيَشْهَدْ أَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And give them this punishment in front of a group of believers. The Muslims must see what a serious crime it is. Make few people an example and a sample, and it will be a deterrent for the entire society. Take South Africa. South Africa is one of those countries where fornication, adultery is the fashion. The politicians are busy and so many people are busy. The public is busy and we hardly know which couple are really leading a pure and a chaste life. We don't know the children who are born today, 40-50% or more are illegitimate haramis and if they are bees and illegitimate children. So how are you going to build a society? They say give everybody a condom. So do you think that will help? It will never help. So Islam gave the solution. You must abstain and you must have taqwa and piety. Therefore, Islam promotes the pure and chaste life. So your daughter is 100% to blame. The boy who impregnated her is 100% to blame. But you as parents, remember you are also 100% to blame. Why? We warned you. Many ulama and people warned you. And now today you're sitting with a child there with a pregnancy and now you'll get one bright spark. He will tell your daughter, go for abortion. First you became a zaniya, you committed fornication, now you'll become a murderer by going for abortion. So see how the crimes start multiplying and so forth. So my advice to you, you the mother, father, make sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, we made a terrible mistake and we ask for forgiveness. You daughter, sister, you cry to Allah and ask Allah for forgiveness. And say, Ya Allah, never mind what society can say. I will bring this child up. This child will be my child. The nasab and lineage of this child will come to me, to you, the mother, because it's a haram child. But you will then bring that child up according to the ethics and teaching and ethos of Islam. So that is, and remember, society will condemn you, but Allah will love you because now at least you're doing something positive after doing haram. Inna al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat. Never go for zina again. Never go for abortion. Never ever start illicit relationships. That is the shaitan. He's laughing. He's saying, oh parents, today you crying? Oh daughter, you crying? Inni da'autukum. I invited you. Your daughter needs a BA. Your daughter needs an MA. Your daughter needs a pharmacy degree. She needs this degree and this degree. I called you. I embellished it. I decorated it. I beautified it. And you fell for my trick. Shaitan says, "Fala talumuni." Don't blame me. Walumu anfusakum. You blame yourself. That is what Islam is telling us. Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on this ummah.
Ameen.
Who have become be sharam, be ghairat, and be iman. We have lost our senses. We have lost our haya and shame. And in many cases, you will find people have lost their iman totally. Allah alone protect us and
Ameen.
Protect our iman and haya and shame and modesty.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, just before we go for an ad break, the sister from Azadville says, would you to respect Mufti Saab, but we need our girls to be doctors as well, to be nurses, to be teachers, to be lawyers. Isn't that permissible as well, Ustad? Because it's not the same studying in at home from UNICEF, Ustad.
Remember, we need all these type of things, but not we have to pay a price where our daughter, our sister loses a haya and shame and modesty, where she loses a virginity, where she loses her iman. So what good is that studies and that doctor and that nurse and that teacher? So you must remember that you need that. So you can go to a non-Muslim female doctor. You can go to a non-Muslim, you understand, nurse and all that for the females. So for that reasoning of yours is un-Islamic itself, because the price you have to pay, and this is not isolated, this has become majority of the cases today. Either, I said it last week in my Jummah Bayan, either majority of them will lose their haya, shame and modesty, or many of them will lose their virginity, or some of them will lose their iman and Islam. So the Muslim of today, because of the TV, because of the environment, they are negatively impacted. Maryam thinks like Mary, Bilal thinks like Bali, and therefore they speak like these type of things here. Who is speaking about my mother? She never knew how to read and write, but she knew how to read Quran Sharif. So to have a lady, a daughter, who does not see any university, any high school, anything, and she remains in the house, is much better, million times better, than a lady who goes to school, university, and loses a haya, virginity, and all these type of things. That is what Islam is teaching, whether we like it or not. So remember, that is the waswasa, and that is the whisperings of shaitan. Nor are we sending our daughter to become a dentist, and we be sending her to become a doctor, we sending her to become pharmacist, and so at what price are you paying? Think of that and remember that. So much zina. Go ask the youngsters who are there and they will tell you. They come themselves to me. When their guilty conscience eats them up, then they send us the messages and they say, please, I need to speak. So remember, what good is it? So that is the question you should be asking.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. 20 minutes to 12, somebody says here, shoo, excellent answer. And then another one says here, Mufti Saab, go straight to the point, you hit the jugular vein. A sister says here, my daughter is listening from Springs about varsity because they're starting next week, Ustad. But nevertheless, let's go, inshallah, for our nasheed break. When we get back, we will continue with the bliss of marriage. Stay tuned.
You're listening to a Marcus Sahaba online radio podcast.
17 minutes to 12. A listener says, Maaf Mufti Saab, I know it's for marriage program, but last year Mufti Saab take an ayah to read in Hajj time for Allah to accept, inshallah, to go for Hajj. It says here, she's got a small Quran, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُوبَ إِلَىٰ آخِرِ. Right, Ustad? Is this the ayah to read, or I'm reading to go the wrong ayat. If possible, to just say which ayat to read, please. Mahfouz, I'm asking about Hajj on marriage program. I'm also actually trying to go for Hajj, actually to save my marriage. My last try to save my marriage, because my husband is lost in the world of wrong. So my last try is Hajj, inshallah. Allah can give him hidayat now. Allahu Akbar, Ustad.
We welcome all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the listeners of Sirius FM throughout the globe. Alhamdulillah, you can see how pareshan, how worried, so much anxiety there is in the Ummah. We want you to be honest, and we will honestly try with the help and or mercy of Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Only Allah gives us the guidance, and then we share the problem, and then we try and give you the solution, and the solution can help hundreds and thousands of other people. Yes, my sister, it's a great idea that your marriage is on the rocks, your husband is in the docks, and now I think that you are accredited also, inshallah. So yes, you are reading the correct verse, and that is Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 128. Read with me. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. So that is what you should be reading abundantly. Read 2 rakat salat daily. Oh Allah, you show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Take us to Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. Then before Hajj, after Hajj, we go to Madinah Munawwara as well. We become the Yufun Nabiyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First the Mehman of Allah, second the Mehman and the guest of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yes, do that, because Allah himself said in a noble Quran, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, great sahabi and companion of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performed 60 hajj. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah 55 hajj. Hazrat Pirani Pir Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah 50 hajj. When Imam Abu Hanifa was asked, for what you have to go every year for hajj, he said, Allah mentioned one ayat, and therefore that ayat motivates and inspires me. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. This much Arabic you also know. You are selling books, you are selling watches, blankets, hardware, whatever. So you sell for nafa, to gain a profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So you will witness, Quran says, the nafa, the benefit, year after is there, inshallah, the benefit in this world itself. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْأُمْرَةِ. You perform Umrah, go for Hajj. You perform Hajj, go for Umrah. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الذُّنُوبِ وَالْفَقْرِ. It removes the poverty and it removes the vices and sins as well. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So yes, sister, you go and cry from now, Ya Allah, apna mehman bana de. Make me your guest, Ya Allah, and I want to save my marriage. Give me hidayat, give my husband hidayat. In that way, sister, Ameen. You cry to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala can change the heart of anybody at any time. So that's a very good thing. Go and cry to Allah. Cry there at Masjid Nabawi. Ya Allah, through the wasila and through the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept our du'as. So inshallah, your marriage will be saved, and both of you, all of us, become pakka sacha Muslims, devout and sincere Muslims.
Subhanallah. Ameen. Ameen. Was that husband and wife from Azadul wants to know that which agent should we go for Hajj? We don't even know which agent is sahih, Ustad.
There are a lot of stories of a lot of agents. Today also in the press it came, you must remember, that in Cape Town that one imam, because every second person becomes an imam nowadays, you know. He took the people for a ride for I don't know how many million and so forth. So they call him imam, but he took people. So you see it in the press, it's open there and everybody can see it there. There in Cape Town, the incident. Allah protect us. So what you must do is... you go, first of all, you go to the Sahuk website. Otherwise, just contact Sahuk. They have offices everywhere. Ask them who are the accredited agents. They will tell you this 10, this 20, this 30, whatever the number is. Often, I don't know now exactly for this year, 14, 41, 20, 20, you understand? So you check it up. Then you go to those agents' website. All of them got the websites. Then you compare their prices and so forth and so on. Thereafter, you need to pose this question. This is very, very important. It's not only the price you must look at. You must ask them that who is your spiritual guide? Which ulama do you have? Who is there to teach us what to do? Because majority of us are first timers and so forth. So no, Allah Ta'ala take us for Umrah, Allah Ta'ala take us for Ramadan, Allah Jalla Ta'ala take us for Hajj. This is all Allah's mercy. We cry, we beg, we beseech, we petition Almighty Allah, and we read daily wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. So for Hajj, normally Allah Ta'ala take us again and again. We go with travel and tour world. They are in Durban, and the number is, this morning also some people wanted, I sent it out, 031-209-9292. 031-209-9292. You will hear their advert playing on Merkaz Sahaba many a time. So you contact them, you contact Brother Hussein Khan or Brother Ashraf Muhammad or Hafiz Ahmed Khan. So they will give you all the details you want to know and so forth. And if you feel that you're still not sure which agent to go with, read the dua Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, select the best for me and choose for me. Remember, that is what you need to do, and whatever Allah puts in your heart. One thing I will warn you about, O prospective Hujjaj, don't just look at the cheapest price and Ibo Haruche and just jump. No. Sometimes Khud Kwab is Dir Kwab. On Sprat Biki Afrikaans know. So you must remember, when you just look at price and take the cheapest price, it works out to be the most expensive, because there are many, many hidden costs as well, so which the agents sometimes don't tell you. So you need to be very, very careful. So do these things, and inshallah, you read 2 rakat salah daily. Allah Jalla wa'ala make us min duyufir Rahman, his guest, and duyufin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guest of Mustafa.
I see, apart from what Bank says, Muftisab, you still didn't tell us which agent is genuine in today's times. This is Haji Farooq Ustad.
I told you the agent I go with, so that hint is enough. Al ishara tu takfi lil aqil. The hint is sufficient for people of intelligence.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, how are you, my dear respected Muftisab? I'm Arif Khan Sherwani from Jalalabad, India. Listening to you, Ustad, live, Markaz Sahaba.
MashaAllah, aap waha Jalalabad mein ho. Allah Ta'ala hamare Sheikh ki baal baal maghfirat farmai.
Ameen.
Aur darajat baland farmai. Main 77 mein waha par tha. 5 hafton ke liye. Aur Jalalabad mein Hazrat ji Nawwarullah Marqadahu, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan sahab ke paas. So I was in Jalalabad for 5 weeks in 1977, and subhanallah, a brother there listening to us live. Allah Ta'ala aapko tawfiq de, aur hamesha suhbat salih salih kunan, suhbat talih talih kunan. To aapke zimma hai mere bhai, ko jo jo nek nek logo hai wa, aap unke suhbat mein aur inki majalis mein aap shirkat farmai. I told the brother, remember that if you go and sit in the company of the pious, the piety will rub off onto you. So take benefit and go sit there by the pious, pious ulama and other people. And that is the best way, inshallah, that Allah Ta'ala will assist all of us.
Ustad, what can I do if my husband has a roving eye, Ustad?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 24, Surah Noor. Do you see how many times I'm giving reference? So important it is. When I was in Newcastle 20 years, so I did tafsir of Surah Noor for the entire surah for the men. Then the women said that they also want, so mashallah for them also. I think I did it twice for them as well. We need to educate the entire ummah and show them what is the meaning of Surah Noor. Almighty Allah addresses the men and the women separately. Surah 24, Surah Noor, verse 20, Surah 24, verses 30, 31. Kullil mu'minina yaghuddu min absarihim. You, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell the believing men that they must lower their gazes, wa yahfazu furujahum, and they must protect their private parts. Then the next verse, Surah 24, verse 31, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدُنَّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Tell the believing women that they must lower their gazes and they must be the one to protect their private parts. Mm. So what happens today? Today's world, you must remember that they will tell you, you must watch. So the men are busy with Hollywood, the women are busy with Bollywood, the children are busy with Robin Hood, and everybody is busy. So these verses mean nothing. It means Surah 24, verse 30, 31. Then when they don't guard the eyes, now the affair start. The boys will link up with the girls. You can't put butter next to the stove and expect nothing to happen. We send our daughters to varsity. We send our sons here and there. They'll see so many of them first year fail all subjects, the boys especially. Why? They didn't go to study. From the start, the name was the nightclubs, the affairs. We are free. We can do whatever we want to. And the parents, their money came haram, easy come, easy go. So it went also in haram. That is it. So Quran is saying, guard your eyes and then you will guard your private part. Mm. Look at zina, fornication, adultery today. It's not considered even an aib. It's not even considered as something bad that the people say, yeah, man, everybody is doing astaghfirullah. So that is where we are today. So kathratu zina, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will be one of the signs of Qiyamah. And we're seeing it today. So therefore, your husband got a roving eye. You need to open the Quran Sharif, Surah 24. Verses 30, 31, in your house, you need to start ta'aleem. Take the works of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawar al-Umar Qadahu. Take Riyadu Saliheen and read it by Allama Nawawi. And in that way, the vices will disappear and the love for Almighty Allah will increase. The love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will increase. The love for Islam will increase. We can't be part-time Muslims that in Ramadan we want to switch off the TV and 11 months we are busy with the movies. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. We want to please Almighty Allah. We want to please Shaitan as well. Shaitan will be pleased. Allah is not pleased. Allah wants total devotion, dedication. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam in its totality. Islam is not some supermarket pick and choose and so forth. Nay. So that is our test. Allah give us guidance.
Ustaz, can make dua that he must become blind?
So you must remember, you can't make dua that he becomes blind, because then it will be a bigger problem for you. You must remember that. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives him sight.
Ameen.
To see the halal and not the haram. See what Quran says. Anything you want, subhanallah. Ya'alamu. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Ya'alamu kha'inat al-a'yun. He, Almighty Allah, knows the eyes that are disloyal. They will tell the wife, it's business, but he's chatting and busy with his girlfriend, with his mistress, with another man's wife, and so forth. Wa ma tukhfi sudur. All our hidden agendas we have in the inner recesses of our hearts, we are hiding that ulterior motive. All that is known to Almighty Allah. And then when we don't make tawbah, we think we'll get away, then Almighty Allah humiliates us, disgraces us in front of everybody. See today, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. And when Almighty Allah humiliates, none can give honor to that person. So that is Allah. So make tawbah and see what Islam gave us is always the best for all times, all places, all circumstances.
4 minutes to 12. A couple says that they applied in 2017, Ustad, February the 25th, 2017. Until now, they are not accredited and they made them pay that 100 or 250. Ustad, what went wrong?
Remember, I don't know what went wrong. I'm not the spokesperson for Sahuk, but my advice to you is this. You contact them, and you know their addresses and their details are all there, and ask them that you already applied and you're a first time, according to what you are saying, that you're a first time, you know, Haji, you want to go for Hajj first time, and why is there such a delay and so forth. They will give you the explanation. Secondly, you must remember that money you paid and all that, so you should bring it to their notice. What I know, the last I heard about it, is that then if you have the receipt or what have you, then you don't have to repay that amount again. But anyway, all this is just subjective. I don't know that what are the rules and regulations nowadays. So you should contact Sahuk. There is Hafiz Ismail Karolia there, there's brother Shaheen Esop there, there's other brothers. So you contact them, inshallah, and they will be helpful. And inshallah, there's cancellations, there's this, that. So inshallah, your turn will come. Never kabhi mayus mat hona. Remember that. Never become despondent and disappointed in the mercy of Allah. Remember that sentence, that's Quran. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become despondent in the mercy of Allah. Say, Ya Allah, you will take me to Baytullah. You will take me to Medina Munawwara. So that is what we should do. Inshallah, now we will go for the news with brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter 12 to 1 will be the analysis and current affairs with brother Alphas, and thereafter 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, 5 past 1 to half past 1 will be tafsir of Surah Alaq, Surah Iqra Bismi, fascinating, and 1:30 to 2 we go to our archive Surah Noor, 2 to 3 our brother Sheikh Zakaria Samir inshallah in the mercy of Allah, 3 to 5:30 with brother Yusuf Ali, 5:30 to 7 Maulana Yaqub there, Khalid Yaqub, inshallah, from our Durban studios, and 7 to upper 7, the repeat of today's tafsir, and then 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be the advices by Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah, 8 to 9, Maulana Bilal Katrada, mashallah, sterling job he's doing, and the tech watch, inshallah, you learn all the gadgets and what have you. Then new program, inshallah, 9 to 9:30 after the Isha Adhan, Maulana Muaz Bayyad Hafidhullah with the program on Tazkiyah and Tasawwuf tonight between 9 and 9:30. May Almighty Allah accept everyone. Barakallahu fiqh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. As you heard, kabi ma yus hona. Allahu Akbar. Never ever become despondent on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to love and leave you. See you guys tomorrow morning, 4 o'clock on As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Thereafter, of course, the bliss of marriage between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. I see Haji Yusuf Handsome Ali, mashallah, is waiting for the 12 o'clock news.